The man who is demanding direct elections in Iraq instead of caucuses, which Washington prefers, is 73-year-old Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Husseini al-Sistani. The Grand Ayatollah, who is based in the city of Najaf, is a revered religious scholar who has a multilingual website, sistani.org. To learn more about his background and his influence, we've called upon Yitzhak Nakash, who is author of the book The Shias of Iraq and chair of Middle Eastern and Islamic Studies at Brandeis University. He says the Grand Ayatollah has emerged as the most powerful voice for Iraq's Shiites.
I think it's fair to say that he represents the majority of Iraqi Shiites. Sistani comes from a school of thought within Shiism that believes that clerics should not play a direct role in politics. It is generally known as the quietist school of thought. The other major school of thought is the activist school of thought, represented primarily by Khomeini, that believes that clerics should play a direct role in politics.
In Iraq, during the years of the Ba'athist regime, could one be anything but quietist? Could we assume that he was quietist by default, let's say?
No, he was not quietist by default. Sistani kept quiet during the period of the Ba'ath regime, particularly since the Gulf War, because his main concern was to make sure that he can shield the Hausa, the term that signifies loosely the groupings of religious seminaries in Najaf, to shield them from the turmoil.
This is a man who, it is said commonly in news reports from Najaf, who has not left his house in 6 years.
That's right.
How actually does he wield so much influence while remaining so sedentary?
Well, I think that Sistani has emerged as a symbol for the Shia. If I could give you a parallel, he's a kind of a pop in what may be considered as a Shiite Vatican. He is revered because he's considered by many Shiites as the person who not only masters Islamic law, he's also be seen as a non-corrupt person. And right now, when there's a lot of turmoil in Iraq, when it's not clear who can lead Iraqis and Iraqi Shiites in particular, people tend to fall back on that kind of Shiite Vatican and the symbol of that Vatican, which is Sistani.
When we look at the neighbors of Iraq, we can see an Islamic State run by Shiite clerics in Iran. We can see a monarchy with a very, very strong hand by Sunni clerics in Saudi Arabia. And we can see a secular Turkey. Which one of these countries do you think looks good to Ayatollah Sistani as a model for Iraq?
I would suspect that what Sistani has in mind is some system that allows the major communities of Iraq to coexist, a system where national politics may be secular politics led by laymen, a system where Islam plays a leading role, not just a symbolic role, a system where it is recognized that Islam is a genuine part of the working of the system. In other words, Sistani probably has in mind something that is unique to the Iraqi situation. I'm not sure his vision is complete. This is something that Iraqis will have to work out over a period of time.
Professor Nakash, thank you very much for talking with
Pleasure.
Us today. Yitzhak Nakash is chair of Middle Eastern and Islamic Studies at Brandeis University and the author of the book The Shias of Iraq. He spoke to us from Princeton, New Jersey.